Proclamation number 5464 of 18th of August, 1952. Redemption of the souls from the depth. A ray of light. Jesus Christ. It is indescribably blissful to have opened the gates into the kingdom of light for a soul who was still held back by dark forces and was wretched before. It was not God's grace that opened the way for it, but its will turned towards the light, and His grace helped it to escape the darkness. The darkness must release every soul who longs for light itself. It is an everlasting effort on the part of the light world to awaken the desire for light in those beings. That is why rays of light flash everywhere, also in the abyss, but they do not beneficially touch all beings, just those whose resistance towards God is somewhat diminished, and for these souls the rays of light also shine occasionally because God knows when the time has come, when the souls are accessible to the light. But the light never applies force, it only stimulates the soul's will to follow the ray of light. The beings of the light then step into the path of these souls, and recognize that is, but offering them their help, and it is then again up to the souls whether they accept the help. Still, they often remain in resistance, and then it is again dark around them. And they now feel this darkness even more agonizing, and their desire for light becomes ever stronger. But just as darkness torments a soul, the time for it to receive light is no longer far away. And the already more mature souls around it eagerly endeavor to provide it with light. For souls who enjoy the bliss of light themselves turn again and again to those souls of the depth in full mercy. Love grows with the abundance of light they receive themselves, and therefore a redemption of the souls from the abyss will also certainly take place. But since the free will of every being has to become active itself, often a long time passes. Yet indescribable joy is felt by the helpers when they have succeeded in drawing a soul into their circle and their hardship has now come to an end. For now there is one more helper who participates in the redemption work. To have helped a single soul also means to have again prepared its followers the path which leads upwards. For every rescued soul whose love now has certainly been kindled, once again to help its own and it remembers the hardship of those in the abyss. And its will to help will never remain unsuccessful because it evaluates its own experience and starts where it has suffered itself. That it preaches faith in Jesus Christ to all those it wants to help. If the distress of a soul who has been instructed about this becomes unbearable, in its distress it nevertheless then turns to Him itself, who has been presented to it as the Redeemer. In its great distress it calls and finds granting. For Jesus Christ only waits for the call which expresses the soul's will, in order to help it. His name is the greatest strength and the greatest mystery. Also faith in Him can still be found in the spiritual kingdom, and every light soul endeavors to awaken this faith, its love gives it strength, and it will not diminish until the kingdom of light again opens its gates for those who desire to ascend from the abyss, for Jesus Christ's mercy and love is infinite, and His salvation work is continued in the spiritual kingdom because He wants all His creatures to become blissfully happy. Amen.